When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hi, everyone. This is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. And if you're here right now wondering which online business is right for you, then you're in the right place, because today I want to help you get clarity out of all the different opportunities, all the different online businesses and ways that you can make money online. Which is the best one for you? Because look, I have no doubt that you can succeed with anything that you put your mind to, that if you're committed enough, you can make any opportunity, any online business model successful just through brute force. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right fit for you. And what I mean by that is, out of all the different opportunities that exist and ways that you can build an online business, there might be some that you're more in alignment with than others. There might be some that are more within your budget, within the amount of time that you can commit, that are more in alignment with your level of experience and in alignment with the goals that you have long-term and what you really want to accomplish. So it's important to think about these things and to consider these factors before you start your online business. Now, right now you're probably here because you already have a few different ideas. Maybe you've already watched some other videos, other pieces of content, and you've got a few different ideas of businesses that you could start that you already know about that you're considering to pursue, but you're having a hard time choosing the best one for you. So today I'm gonna ask you 7 questions to help you get that clarity. Now, I wanna first go over with you some of the opportunities that currently exist. And I know quite a bit, I've done quite a bit over the last decade plus, I've been involved in building online businesses, but I'm no doubt there's probably more than what I know. So there's probably other opportunities out there that you might have come across that might not be included in what I mentioned here. But one of the most popular ways that a lot of people are getting into is selling on Amazon, because Amazon's the biggest online retailer in the world. Everything with the pandemic has really accelerated everything that is online retail. Not just Amazon, but Shopify, but online courses, affiliate marketing, everything has grown. YouTube and being an influencer, all of that has been accelerated as a result. But there's no doubt that Amazon is king. And with Amazon, there's so many ways you can get started, right? You could private label products and sell them on Amazon. You could publish your own book on Amazon if you want to be an author or writer, or hire ghostwriters and build a publishing company. You could do wholesaling. You could do retail arbitrage. You know, you could even do affiliate marketing on Amazon through Amazon's affiliate program. So there's like 5 different ways that you can make money on Amazon. And each of those ways is a different method. And then there's creating and selling your own course. You know, if you want to be an influencer and educator and share what you know, then that's a great opportunity as well. Or you could be an affiliate marketer. You could promote other people's products, earn a commission from it, and just join different affiliate programs. You could be a YouTuber or a podcaster or a blogger, you know, or, you know, build up your Instagram following and utilize social media in those ways. You could be a coach, you know, a life coach, you know, or create your own coaching groups or masterminds. You could do drop shipping. You could, build your own social media agency online. There's so many ways. There's so many opportunities. You could build your own software if you want to go in that direction. There's so many ways that you can make money online. It's crazy. A lot more opportunity than when I first started. But how do you choose? How do you pick? Because from everybody that you hear from, I'm sure they're going to say their method is the end all be all. It's everything. You know, it's the best one out there. But I think that's a lazy approach to take. I think that, you know, what I try to do with my content and how I educate people is, You know, all of these opportunities are great. And again, I have no doubt you can succeed with anything you put your mind to. But there's some that might be more in alignment with you, that you might have more passion behind, that you might be more fulfilled by, that you might have an easier chance at success at. So I think it's important to consider these things. And I've been doing this for a long time and coached thousands of people in many different business models. So I feel like I can provide a different perspective and get you thinking a little bit to weigh one opportunity over the other. And my goal of this video is to help you get that clarity so that by the end of this, you know what you can do and how you can take action and how you can move forward. Now, one thing I mentioned before I get into these seven questions, I put together a quiz. If you go to my website, www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz, and I'll throw a link below for you guys. If you go to that page there, you can take a quiz. Takes you a few minutes, and it's got some of the questions that I have here, but based on responses, it will point you in a direction out of many different models, which is the best one for you based on how you respond to that quiz. So I want to encourage you to take that because, based on your responses, it'll kind of do some of the work for you and direct you. It's not 100% accurate because nothing is, but it can at least give you some resources and provide a direction that if you're still kind of lost, you don't know what direction to go, just follow what the quiz says and just take action with the advice that I say, and you'll be at least getting started on the path rather than being stagnant and just not moving anywhere. So I want to encourage you guys to check that out at www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz. Okay, let's dive in. The first question you got to ask yourself is, what is your current level of experience? What is your current level of experience? Are you a complete newbie, beginner, never built a business before in your life, never done anything before in the realm of internet marketing, and you're just literally starting from scratch, you don't know anything? If that's the case, there are certain opportunities that are gonna be more newbie friendly, that are not gonna have as many logistics and complications with it. It's not gonna be as frustrating for you. And so I know that there's some people out there, they're not even, tech savvy people. They don't really use their computer that often. But, there's some business models that you might discover, even though they're great opportunities, if you have a hard time with technology, then you're gonna struggle with that. And so there are some that, even though they might not be as lucrative, they can at least get you in the door. They're very beginner friendly that you can succeed with. For example, selling on Amazon, they typically make things quite easy because Amazon does a lot of the heavy lifting. And even within the Amazon realm, publishing a book, for example, is a pretty simple process. It's a very easy process that doesn't take that long to be able to do. Even affiliate marketing can be a lot more newbie friendly than other models because you don't have to create a course and a product. You're just kind of only having to focus on getting traffic. So there's some opportunities like that that are more beginner friendly that if you're just getting started, it can at least open up those doors for you down the road. Now, if you're more intermediate, meaning that you've already, been doing some internet marketing, you've already maybe been building an online business, or you made a few different attempts, you already kind of have, maybe you've gone through some courses. In that case, it opens up more doors for you. There's some other business opportunities that you could pursue. And then, of course, if you're more advanced, meaning you're already making money online, you've already got a level of success, and maybe you're just looking to make more passive income or other ways that you could pursue, then you can really go for anything. I mean, for example, if you want to build an online course, that's not something I'd recommend for a beginner because creating an online course is not easy. You got to be an expert or very knowledgeable about what you're sharing. You've got to be able to put together the course in the members area. You got to have funnels and email marketing is involved with that and then getting traffic to it. There's a lot of moving pieces with that, and it can actually cost money and a lot of time to put that together. But if you're more intermediate, more advanced, then that could be a great opportunity for you. If you want to create a software, I've created a software before. It was one of the hardest things that I've done. I did it for a few years, then I got out of that business because there's just always complications with it. That's a very challenging business if you're a beginner because you're going to have to hire developers, be able to manage them, and make sure that you do beta testing and fix all the bugs. There's a lot of pieces involved with that. So it's important to know, where are you right now? Okay, that's the first question. Are you beginner, more intermediate, or more advanced? And that's what you want to consider with the different opportunities that you'd pursue. And you'd also want to ask within that is, do you have any existing skills or knowledge that you could already leverage, right? So for example, for me being a YouTuber, before I created my YouTube channel over 9 years ago, I was already a public speaker. I already had a coaching business that was offline in Vancouver, Canada. I was putting on seminars every 2 weeks, and I was doing some one-on-one coaching and some, you know, events. And so I already had a skill set, and I had already spent years going through a lot of personal development, doing a lot of speaking communication to really work on that, that when I made the transition to starting my YouTube channel in 2012, I already had knowledge and skills and abilities that I could leverage to make it easier for me. So those are things you might want to consider when you're first determining which business that you should start. The second question you got to ask yourself is how much money is required to start this business? And how much money are you willing to commit and to invest in starting your business? Every business that I know of is going to cost money. Maybe there's some ways, like if you want to build a YouTube channel or an Instagram. Yes, YouTube, Instagram is free, but you're still going to need a camera. And here's the thing, if you don't have money, then you're going to have to commit a lot of time. And so often we have the choice, you know, money can always pour gasoline on the fire, grow your business a lot easier, a lot faster. You can hire people, get education, courses, software and tools, you know, run ads. All money can really accelerate it. And if you don't have money, that's okay. You can still start, but it's just going to take a lot longer. And if you have the choice of, you know, should I spend money to save myself time, or should I spend all the time and save myself money? In my opinion, you should always choose to spend the money to save time, because time is more valuable than money. You can always make more money, you can never get more time. So how much money do you have? And inquire and do research about whatever business you want to start, how much money is it going to cost? So for example, some businesses like selling on Amazon can cost thousands of dollars to start. You know, it depends on how much inventory that you start with. So if you're going to private label products, maybe you start with 200 units, and you know, you got to find out how much it's going to cost per unit from a supplier, and how much it's going to cost to ship those products, and how much the packaging is going to cost, and what are all the other expenses with marketing, a budget they're going to have with that, and some other factors you have to consider, different tools and softwares you might need that can cost a couple thousand dollars. So you got to make sure, you know, don't try to start an opportunity if you don't have the money for it, right? And maybe there's a better opportunity that based within your budget that you could pursue instead. On the other hand, affiliate marketing doesn't cost much money because, you know, all you really need is a way to get traffic, right? And you can get traffic for free. You can get traffic by creating a blog. A blog does cost a little bit of money for the domain name and the hosting. So it might cost you $5 or $10 a month. But, you know, you can spend your time creating content, learning search engine optimization, how to get your content out there. Building a YouTube channel doesn't, you know, cost really much, unless you want to hire a video editor or, you know, get somebody to do your thumbnails and things like that. But there's ways that you can make money through affiliate marketing where you just get traffic and promote other people's products through an affiliate link, and you make affiliate commissions from that. And that might be more suitable for you, right? Because it doesn't cost as much money to start. There's no physical inventory. You're just selling digital products, and you're kind of sharing the responsibilities of your business with someone else. Someone else is creating the product, doing the marketing. You're just doing the traffic. Or if you want to publish a book on Amazon, I mean, if you have the ability just to write a book yourself, and maybe you hire someone to create a cover for you, and then you can publish your book on Amazon for free. You know, there's things like that that you can do that might be better for you if you don't have any money. And again, it might not be as great of an opportunity as some of the other models that do cost money, but it's at least a way you can get started, build your business, gain experience, make money. And then once you have money, it does open up more doors for you. I've been through many different business models, and the reason why is because when I first started, I didn't have much money. And so I was just, you know, pursuing different opportunities that were available at the time. But as I started making more money, it opened up all these other doors, and I took the skills and the money that I made previously to open up other business models for myself that ultimately allowed me to make a lot more money. So those are things you want to consider. How much do you have? How much are you willing to invest? I know for me, when I was building my business, it just took me a lot longer because I didn't have as much money. So I, you know, for example, I did construction work on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, just to make a couple $100 on the weekend. And then I would just take that money to put it into my business, to put it into hiring someone to do graphic design for me, hiring someone to put together my website. You know, then I'd like run out of money. I'd have to wait like another 2 weeks to get more money through my job, through my side job that I did. And then with that money, it's like, okay, I want to buy this course and, you know, learn this new skill set about this form of marketing. And I was just kind of, you know, just slowly going at it in that way. And it just took me a lot longer because I was limited in the resources I had. I didn't let that stop me. I didn't let it stop me to say, I don't have money, I don't have time. I just said, you know what? It's just going to take me longer, and that's okay. I'm going to get there. That's all that matters at the end of the day, is that I get there. I achieve the success that I want. So those are things you got to consider, and also understand that one of the reasons why it's actually sometimes better when there's a business that costs more money to start or it's harder to start is because now there's a higher barrier of entry. When there's a business that has a high barrier of entry, then it's not that saturated, not that many people can compete with it. When you got a business that has a very low barrier of entry, so for example, creating a YouTube channel, everybody can create a YouTube channel. It's a very low barrier of entry. Anybody can just sign up for a YouTube account and start putting out videos. With that, there's going to be a lot more competition, a lot more saturation because of such a low barrier. If you're going to sell physical products on Amazon, because it might cost a couple $1,000s, not everybody can get into that. And so there are certain niches and markets that you can pursue that just to enter it, you have to have a couple $1,000s, which in my opinion is a good thing because less competition. And as Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger say, one of the greatest investors of all time, you want to have a moat around your business. When you've got a moat around your business, other people can't compete with you as much. So that's another important thing that you want to think about. The third thing you want to ask yourself are there any resources, mentors, online courses that can help you learn this business and create success with it? That's the beautiful thing about the world that we live in today, is that there are so many people already that have the success that you want, that have already got the experience and the knowledge. They're already, you know, 5 years, 10 years ahead of you. And instead of you having to go through the journey on your own, you can learn from others, and that helps you accelerate it. And so, not that you can't succeed by yourself, you absolutely can, but the truth is that most people fail because they're lost and they don't know what they're doing and they're just trying to figure things out on their own. And that's very hard to do. That takes a very long time. You're gonna fail, you're gonna lose money, you're gonna lose time. And a lot of people just give up because of how hard it is. And not that when you invest in a course or have a mentor that you're guaranteed success, because you're not, but it at least helps you shortcut the learning curve. It helps you get there faster. It makes it a lot easier and smoother of a ride of you having to go about it on your own. And so anytime that I can, you know, if I'm starting a business, I want to know, are there other courses? Are there people that I can learn from? If I get stuck, okay, I need some guidance here. I can get this course. It's going to guide me step by step. It's going to answer a lot of the questions that I might have. It's going to know the road ahead so I don't have to kind of venture and try to figure things out on my own. It's going to teach me strategies I'm just not going to be able to know myself, because they're going to give me strategies and tactics that, you know, just not available out there on YouTube and whatnot. There's certain edges that you can get that give you a competitive advantage and just make it a lot easier for you if there are resources like that available. So if I wanted to sell on eBay, well, I've never sold on eBay before, and I could probably figure it out on my own, but there's probably certain techniques and methods and tactics and ways to rank on eBay and ways to get more attention and ways to have my listings perform better than others. There's probably a lot to it that I don't know. And so I'm gonna see, okay, does someone else out there have like eBay courses and training programs that I can accelerate that and kind of get the inside scoop of people that are doing this and have success with this? So that's another thing you'd want to think about and consider when starting your business. Number four is, how much time can you commit every week? There's some businesses that are going to require more time than others. Some businesses might, you know, allow you to work at it maybe only a couple hours a week. Other businesses might, you know, be, you know, 10, 20, 30 hours a week to be able to really get to where you want it to be. And I kind of believe like you can always work at whatever your own pace is. And so, you know, if you only have a few hours a week, fine, but it's just going to take longer, right? That's one thing you have to accept with that, is that if you're just only have 5 hours a week working at something, yeah, you know, other people that have more time than you are going to be able to get further ahead. So you can still do it, and it's just gonna take you maybe a few months, and you have to be okay with that timeline and that horizon that, you know, might take me 6 months versus if I was working at this full time, you know, maybe I can get there in 2 months. So understand that, you know, how much time do I have? How much time does this business really require? Is this a very, you know, time intensive business? Do I need to hire people to do this? Or is this something I can just kind of do it on my own and kind of manage it myself, and there's not that many moving pieces to it? So that's another thing that you're going to want to consider in what business you want to start. Number five is, what is your goal? What is your goal for really starting your business? Why do you want to start your business? Do you want to start it because You want to be able to quit your job and be able to work from home or be able to be a digital nomad and travel. Are you trying to build this business because you want to have passive income and be financially free where you never have to work again? Do you want to build this business because you really want to do what you love? Like you just want to, you know, it's not really about the money for you necessarily. You want to make money, but you really just want to do what you love and you're really excited to wake up each day and build this business. Do you want to do it because you feel like there's something that you can solve or something you want to contribute, something that you want to share that's part of your mission that you want to make an impact in the world? Do you want to do this because you want to be a millionaire or a multimillionaire, you know, and just make seven figures, eight figures? Why do you want to do this? Because based on how you answer that, there's going to be certain businesses that might be a better fit for you. So for example, I've got someone I know, he's really passionate about this one part of fitness and he's, you know, really excited for it. And I've told this person, I'm like, look, you're struggling to build this fitness business. And are you doing this because you want to make money? Because if you want to make money, I can point you in a better direction. There's, you know, you don't have to struggle the way that you are. You can make money doing this, 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 and this in a so much easier of a way. But this person is okay with not making as much money because they really just love this part of fitness. They love what they're doing. They're excited for it. They're passionate about it. And that's more important to them than just making money. They want to make money, yes, but they want to make money doing what they love rather than doing something that they're not that comfortable doing. They don't really love it. They're not excited to do it. For them, they've decided that being passionate about it is very important for them. Other people, on the other hand, they don't care about the passion. They just want to make money. You know, like for me, when I first started, I was in a desperate situation living on my friend's couch. I was just like, whatever's going to make me money, I will do it. I don't have to have the passion for it. I'm just going to make the money. And then once I made the money, then I was like, okay, what's my passion? I wanted to pursue that at that stage. But that's important to know, you know, or passive income, for example, you know, maybe being a YouTuber is not for you because a YouTuber or an influencer means that you have to consistently create content. And while some of your content can be on YouTube for many years and forever and still make you money on passive in a passive way, it's still going to require you, once you have an audience, to serve that audience, to share with that audience, to connect with that audience. And that's a responsibility you're going to have by building an audience. So, you know, those are things you might want to consider. If you want to sell a product on Amazon, maybe that's a better way. You can have something passive because it doesn't require as much. Maybe once you've got it up and running, making you money, it doesn't require as much for you to maintain it every week and every month, and it's more passive. You can have many different products out there, and then that can allow you to have more of that financial freedom. So again, things that you might want to consider, is it, you know, do you want the passive income? Do you want, you know, freedom from this business? You know, there's some people that don't care about the freedom. They just want to, they want to be free to do what they want, but what they want is that they want to help people. They want to make a difference. You know, if you look at a Tony Robbins, you know, or some of these, you know, billionaires out there who just work every day like a madman, it's like they love what they're doing. You know, it's not about the money for them. It's about their passion. It's about their mission. It's about the contribution that they want to make. So those are all things you want to consider as well. The sixth question that I have for you, which business are you most excited to start and that you're most motivated to pursue? Because I often tell people, look, I could tell you do this or do that, and I can share with you perhaps the best opportunities out there that you can make money with. But the reality is, if you don't believe in it, and if you're not excited to do it, you're just not gonna do it. And if you're not gonna do it, then you're just not gonna have success. And so sometimes whatever you believe in and are excited and motivated to do is often the best one for you, because at least you're giving yourself a chance by taking action with it. And so out of all the options you found so far, which is the one that you're excited for? You know, I remember, for example, Tatiana. Her first way of making money online was through publishing some books on Amazon, and she made a couple $100 with that. But she was more drawn to physical products and private labeling products because for her, she felt more passion by having a physical product, like an actual, it felt more real for her, and she could share it with her friends and share it with her family and give it to people, and it was more of a tangible type of business. So that was something that was a better fit for her based on what was important to her in building a business. So that's the one that she's more motivated to pursue. She just believed in and was more excited about that opportunity long term. And so that's why she pursued it. And because she had that belief and motivation, she took massive action and created amazing success. So that's what you got to think about too. Out of everything you've found so far, which one do you believe in, you're excited for, and you're motivated to do? That's often the best one. The last question I have for you is, whatever business that you're going to start, are you willing to commit to it for at least 6 to 12 months? Okay, 6 to 12 months. Anything less than that, don't bother. If you're just going to like dip your toes in and I don't know, is this going to work or not? Don't bother. You got it. If you're going to start a business, you got to commit to it. You got to understand that the gratification is going to be delayed for some point in the future, that you've got to put in time, energy, money, commitment to this business, and it might take a few months before it pays off. And if you just work on something for a month and have this expectation that you're going to get rich quick, you're going to be disappointed because reality is going to set in and there's no get rich quick opportunities out there. So if you're looking for that, you're only going to dabble with things. You're just going to jump from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, instead of giving something a fair chance, a fair opportunity. Because if you do commit to something for 6 to 12 months and you give it a legitimate effort and you're taking action with it every single week and you're going through education and courses and you're motivated, you're excited, and you're learning along the way, then there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to succeed with that. And not to say that it's going to be easy and that it's not going to be any, you know, road bumps along the way, but if you pick yourself up and learn from it and, you know, continue asking questions and analyzing things, you will get there. You will achieve the success that you want. Or perhaps maybe it doesn't, to be honest. Like maybe after 6 months or a year, it's just still not working for you. Then at that point, you can pursue the other opportunity out there that you had in mind, but you could take the skills and the experience that you now have, and that will make it easier for you to have success in the next one. And that's why for me, I've done so many different models, because from each of the models that I've been involved with, I've learned from each one, I've gained valuable experience, valuable knowledge, valuable skill sets, and that's made me more wise. I've gained more wisdom, because wisdom only comes from experience. And with that wisdom, I can make better decisions and I can make money a lot easier based on the experience that I have. So that's something that will take a little bit of time to go through, but you got to have realistic expectations with whatever business that you're going to pursue. So those are the 7 questions that I want to encourage you guys to ask, to think about, to journal about, to meditate on, to help you decide which business you want to start. And then based on these 7 questions, just pick it and go for it. Don't delay. Move forward. And through that process, even though it's not the perfect one, you're not going to know until you try. You're not going to know until you really give it a legitimate effort. So you just got to take action with it, go all in with it. After 6 months or 12 months, we'll see where you're at then. And then you can reevaluate and reassess that. But the most important thing is to get started with something so you can get moving on this journey that you can create the success. The sooner you start, the sooner you're going to have the success that you want. So again, I want to encourage you to take the online quiz that I put together for you. It's free. Go to www.projectlifemastery.com/quiz. I'll throw a link below for you. Otherwise, thank you so much. If you enjoyed it, give it a thumbs up here. And let me know below in the comments which business is the one that you want to start, which is the one that you want to pursue. Let me know. I'd be curious to hear which one it is for you. And subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more videos. And I want to encourage you to turn on the bell icon, the bell notification, so that you can get notified of other videos that I have on business, entrepreneurship, motivation, self-development, investing, and a lot more. Thank you so much. I'll see you again in the next video. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.